What's going on, everybody? Just want to jump in real quick. I have re-recorded my intro and outro segments. They seemed a little dire. I want to try to get things a little more upbeat, so hopefully you enjoy them. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to my gaming podcast. I've been playing games for about 35 years now. Playing, not beating them, mind you. And I want to share my love of all things video games with you, the wonderful listener. Each week, I put aside some time from my busy life as a husband, father, and full-time goofball to talk about a random video game. I also try to beat that video game and post it on my YouTube channel, Retro Bend Gaming. I hope you enjoy this trip down memory lane, or you discover a game you've yet to play. Either way, be good to each other and keep on gaming. Alrighty, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about a game called Tiger Heli. It sounded like a really good title for a Netflix series, but they went with something else apparently. This was suggested to me by a listener and good friend named Dayron. So appreciate that. Let's get into it. Tiger Heli is a 1985 vertical scrolling shooter arcade game developed by Tileplan. It was published in Japan by Taito and North America by Romstar. Controlling the titular attack helicopter, the player must fight endless waves of military vehicles while avoiding collision with their projectiles and other obstacles. The Tiger Heli has a powerful bomb at its disposal that can clear the screen of enemies when fired. It was the first shoot 'em up game from Tileplan and their third video game overall. Tiger Heli was the creation of video game composers Masahiro Yugi and Tatsuya Umaru, who had previously worked on several titles for Japanese companies Orca and Crux before both of them declared bankruptcy. Yeah, I don't know if I'd have those guys working for me then. The development team drew inspiration from the arcade game Gyrodyne. The team wanted to create a scrolling shooter that balanced between being entertaining and fun, and to have players keep wanting to play it after dying. The staff chose a helicopter as the player's craft, as they felt it would work for a game that had the screen continuously scrolling. The soundtrack, composed by Umaru, was made to convey a sense of bravery, which was hampered by technical limitations. Tiger Heli was well received by critics for its gameplay, graphics, and weapons, and helped establish Tileplan as a leading producer of shooting games throughout the 80s and 90s. It was ported to the NES by Micronix, a conversion that was commended for its accurate portrayal of the arcade original. The NES version sold over 1 million copies. A PlayStation version was released in 1996 by Band Presto as part of a compilation, Tileplan Shooting Battle 1. It was followed by two sequels, Twin Cobra in 1987 and Twin Cobra 2 in 1995. The rights to Tiger Heli are owned by Tatsujin, a Japanese developer formed by Yugi and other former Tileplan employees, as the main objective. Besides some airplanes taking off, there are no flying enemies in the entire game. As far as vertical scrolling shooters go, the title initially appears to be very standard, as players control their craft over a constantly scrolling background, and the scenery never stops moving until a helipad is reached. Players have only two weapons at their disposal: the standard shot that travels a max distance of half the screen's height, and two bombs. A unique gameplay feature is the bomb mechanic. Unlike other games in the genre released at the time, the bombs are powerful weapons capable of obliterating any enemy within its blast radius. The bombs also act as a shield against incoming enemy fire, however, as they can be triggered after taking enemy hits as well. There are also three types of items scattered throughout every stage in total that appear as destructible flashing crosses, extra bomb stocks, and two variations of helicopter options that attack at the player's will against incoming enemies. These items can be picked up by shooting their respective cross color, but grabbing any item when not necessary yields bonus points. Players given three lives initially, and bonus lives are awarded by reaching certain score thresholds or collecting 10 gold diamonds in a row by shooting them. Firing on determined locations is also crucial for reaching high scores to obtain extra lives, as certain set pieces in some stages host a bonus secret within their scenery. There are also hidden bonus secrets to be found as well. The game employs a checkpoint system in which a downed single player will start off at the beginning of the checkpoint they manage to reach before dying. Man, that's always good. Getting hit by enemy fire will result in losing a life, as well as the helicopter options, and once all lives are lost, the game is over unless the player inserts more credits into the arcade machine to continue flying, or pushes the start button. After completing the last stage, the game begins again, with the second loop increasing in difficulty and enemy fire patterns being denser. Tiger Heli was created under the working title Cobra by most of the same team that previously worked on several projects at Orca and Crux, before both companies declared bankruptcy, after which a group of employees from the two gaming divisions would go on to form Tileplan, and among them were composers Mashiro Yugi and Tatsuya Umara, both of which recounted the project's development process and history between 1989 and 2012 through various Japanese publications. The team wanted to create a game that balanced frustrating and entertaining sections, as well as inciting audiences to keep playing after losing a life and progress further. Though the idea of playing as a helicopter was influenced by Gyrodyne, because the team felt it would work as a shoot-'em-up title when the screen kept scrolling. When creating the artwork of Tiger Heli, which has been described as polygonal in recent interviews, Tileplan was realizing research for a possible flight simulator they could develop themselves, and one of the project's designers implemented a sample image from the simulator of the game. The concept of using a bomb in a shoot-'em-up game came up during development, where the team questioned how to make the title more engaging for players, but it was never intended for defense purposes according to them, as the mechanic was instead implemented to provide an aggressive feeling against enemies during difficult situations in the title. Several other features were integrated into the project to keep audiences playing, such as the continuous stage scrolling during the high score screen, which was akin to a drama. According to Omero, development was financed with the team's own funds, as Taito solely focused on distribution, and Tileplan's name could not be displayed in the game due to contractual arrangements. The soundtrack was composed by Omero, who also created the sound effects. When writing the music during development, Omero intended the songs to convey a sense of bravery, but he was limited due to technical and memory restrictions at the time of release. Tiger Heli was released in arcades across Japan and North America in October 1985 by Taito and Romstar. On November 21, 1988, an album containing music from the title and its sequel was co-published exclusively in Japan by Citron and Pony Canyon. On December 5, 1986, a Nintendo Entertainment System port of Tiger Heli developed by Micronix was first released in Japan by Pony Canyon. It was then released in North America on September of 1987 by Acclaim Entertainment, who also distributed the title across Europe on January 1990. This version was also released in South Korea by Hyundai Electronics in 1987. Both the original arcade version and the later NES port are similar, but have several key differences between each other, such as the latter having a smaller color palette and lower screen resolution that led to sprites being recolored and the graphics redrawn in different ways, an arranged soundtrack by Mashiro Yugi, among other changes. On August 30th, 1996, Banpresto released a compilation for the PlayStation exclusively in Japan titled Tileplan Shooting Battle 1, which included both arcade versions of Tiger Heli and its sequel, an arranged soundtrack by Umero and other additions. According to Mashiro Yugi, Tiger Heli proved to be popular in arcades during initial beta location testings. In Japan, Game Machine listed it on their October 1st, 1985 issue as being the most popular table arcade game at the time, outperforming titles such as Ghosts and Goblins and Gradius. Den of Geek noted it to be the title from Tileplan which established their gameplay style that would later be refined in the future with other titles, as well as its introduction to a bomb mechanic. Computer Gaming World called Tiger Heli for the NES an excellent port and concluded that it was one of the most exciting arcade shoot-'em-ups to turn up. However, fan reception of the NES conversion in Japan was mixed. In a poll taken by Family Computer Magazine, it received a score of 15.55 out of 30. The NES version sold over 1 million copies, making it one of the best-selling games for the platform. Tiger Heli had two sequels, Twin Cobra and Twin Cobra 2. In addition, the titular Kraft makes an appearance in the Let's TV Play Classic plug-and-play game series by SSD Company Limited in Slap Fight Tiger as an alternative Kraft to the default Leopard Space Fighter. A game of a similar style titled Tiger Mission was developed in 1987 by Kiel Line and published by Status Software across Europe only for the Commodore 64. In more recent years, the rights of the game and many other IPs from Tileplan are now owned by Tatsujin, a company named after Truxton's Japanese title that was founded in 2017 by Yugi, who are now affiliated with arcade manufacturers X Arcada. There you have it. There is the breakdown of Tiger Heli. I'm excited to play this one. I've never actually played it on the NES, so we will see how it goes. Thanks for listening, and please check out the video on my YouTube channel, Retro Ben Gaming. Talk to y'all later. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed it, please take a second to subscribe. You can get a hold of me at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Have a good one, and see you next time.